Rainer Hofmann, I'm the president of the Advisory Committee on the Framework Convention for the Protection of National Minorities.
So far this year, we've seen the eviction at Dale Farm, a terrorist outrage in Norway. The Roma community believes that it is under pressure, particularly in Central and Eastern Europe. Are these the most testing times that you can remember in your professional capacity?
No, I don't think it's the most challenging years, but it's definitely has been one of the major challenging years. We've also had in the beginning, when we started in the late 90s, we had still to grapple with the results of the breakup of Yugoslavia at that time in Fyrom, former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. There had been the incidents following tensions between Georgia and Russia, and then the war between Georgia and the Russian Federation, problems in the Baltic states. But as I must admit that I did not expect that we would face that kind of problems in countries like the UK or Norway or other Western countries, where when we started to do our work in the Framework Convention, were considered to be countries with minor minority problems as compared to the states in Eastern Europe, and that has proven to be wrong.
What are the prospects for 2012?
Well, I would hope that the initiatives taken in a number of Western European states to combat more seriously racist, neo-Nazi, extremist, far-right extremist activities will bear fruit, obviously coming from Germany, and with the recent news about a neo-Nazi terrorist group, which also came as a really bad surprise to all of us. I think we have understood that we have to do something more, as we have done, as compared to what we've done before, in raising awareness concerning our attitudes and the treatment in general of minorities, including migrant populations.
Is there a danger that amidst this financial crisis, issues to do with minorities could fall off the radar?
The situations of economic crisis are usually not favorable for minority situations, in particular for those minorities which are economically not well off, such as the Roma, for example. On the other hand, one also has to see, of course, that there are a number of national minorities, the members of which are doing economically very well, who are very well integrated. So when one talks about economic crisis and its potential repercussions on minority populations, one has to make sure that one really differentiates between the various groups. Talking about my own country, Germany, I do not think that the Danish minority in Germany would suffer that much from an economic crisis as possibly the Roma community in my country, because they are probably more relying on state or public support. I think it is too early to make any prophecies as to next year. But if the economic crisis becomes harder than it is now, we will probably have some negative repercussions. And I could imagine that a number of countries in Eastern Central Europe, where we already have problems with public attitudes towards the Roma population, that there the situation will unfortunately deteriorate unless politicians take a more active stance against such developments.
You mentioned the Danish speakers in Germany. That's an important part of the picture, those minorities that integrate well into majority communities. Do you have other examples of that?
Well, I would think that there are, there's quite a large number of them. I think the Jewish communities throughout Europe are usually very well integrated. You have the Swedish-speaking community in Finland that is well educated. I think that the Hungarian-speaking minorities throughout Europe are usually among the economically much better off, so they are not in a situation of economic problems.